This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Special guest, a regular guest somewhat now, general manager and CEO of GRU, our utility company in the one of the main ones in the area, Ed Belarski. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Ed.
Hold it down.
Bringing rates down, trying to help us out, trying to get GRU out of massive, massive serious debt that they have incurred over the last couple of decades. While the city of Gainesville ran GRU, and I like to say run it into the ground, and I say that unapologetically, and now the city wants back. They want to run it again. There's, you know, managers that are managing it, and quite effectively. So, Ed, let me ask you this before we start digging in again. Why do you think it is the city commission just wants to control GRU just so badly when they have just done an utterly atrocious job? I mean, they couldn't have done any worse if they attempted to, and how they ran it. Why in the world do they want control of it so badly? Aren't they busy doing other things like buying garbage cans or something?
Well, they are busy doing other things, and they need money to pay for it.
And it's
the old expression, follow the money. And I think that's really where it is. It's, you know, you raise an interesting question. I'm on Facebook talking about this. I like to get the word out about the myth and the reality of GRU and the city. And I asked one of the commissioners, what would you do if you got control back? How would you do it differently?
Yeah.
And the answer was, well, we'd bring in more professional people.
As like employees, as consultants, as managers?
Oh, you know, I have 45 years of experience. My COO has 45 plus years experience, mechanical, electrical engineers. We have all kinds of professionals within the organization. So I think that may be obfuscating the real truth. Because if you listen to the commission meetings, you hear what they want. They said, if we could get GRU back in control, we can fix our problems.
Fix our problems on the back of GRU, which its back has been broken.
And we don't need a broke back.
Wait a second. Are we getting into the whole sidewalk conversation now? We'll just pick up all those bricks and we'll set up a little stage and we'll worship them. But that's another story.
Well, that was funny. When I was going to work the other day, I saw them taking the bricks out.
These are painted bricks.
They were painted bricks that they took out. I thought they'd repaint them, but...
These are rainbow bricks, not really the regular bricks, painted in different colors, and they literally pulled the bricks up out of there.
Yeah, it was.
They should be made to pay for that. That's ridiculous. But go ahead. Let's stay focused on what we're talking about. So, first of all, you were entering into an agreement, a solar agreement. You looked at the numbers and you backed out of it. It just didn't make sense.
Yeah. Back when we were under, this goes right to the question about the referendum and using GRU customer money. We got into a negotiation, got into an agreement with Aegis. It was 30-some dollars a megawatt. It was actually a good deal. They couldn't perform. And they negotiated the deal higher to $40 when I wasn't there. When I came back, they said, well, we can't perform unless it's in the 50s. Well, at that point, our average cost of production is in the 30s. So bye-bye, we're not doing the deal. Got a lot of flack for that. Now what we're doing is we're buying some of that additional power when we need it. I mean,
like on the open market.
Yeah, on the open market, instead of 55, we're getting it down in the 20s.
Lower than your cost of production.
Yes. So we could have been stuck with the solar deal. Instead, we're buying on the open market at half the price. That's what a business does. And that's why the city commission has no idea how to run the utility, how to govern the utility. And that's why right now we're able to keep our bills lower for our customers. We're getting more to the middle of the pack. We're doing the things that a business ought to do versus a political entity.
I mean, they did such a shabby job when they did have control of GRU. The governor literally had to step in and appoint a board to run the show. That's just how awful these people are doing. I mean, this municipally owned, for a governor to take that kind of action, they don't take that lightly. You don't do that every day. That's because there was just this long, terrible track record of them making every bet. At any juncture, they took the wrong path.
It's absolutely true. And that's why it's infuriating to me when I hear folks say, well, let the people decide as to who governs the utility. Well, you've lost that right.
Right.
It's like a parent that abuses their child, and social services comes in and says, you're not abusing that child any longer. That's what's happened with GRU. The city commission has abused the customers of GRU for way too long. The governor came in, didn't want to do that. The legislature signed the bill. He approved it, right? That's done. That's gone. It's law now. House Bill 1645 is the law.
But Ed, the signs say, let's keep power, or keep power, if you will, no pun intended there. Let's keep power and control local.
They try to play that home rule. Local, local is better. Well, yeah, it is if maybe you're looking out for all the ratepayers of GRU, but the city is only part of the customer base.
Yeah, it's about two-thirds. The other third is county residents who have representation on our board.
Now they do.
They correctly
didn't previously and wouldn't if the referendum goes through.
So when we have board meetings, we have somebody there from representing the county residents saying, what are we doing here? Asking the questions. The questions were never asked under the city commission. It was, you know, if county residents want to say they need to annex into the city, which to me is not the answer, you know, because
I think if you ask the people, they are not, wouldn't be happy with that either.
No. And the state grants extraterritorial powers to the city of Gainesville to represent those areas outside, you know, through these extraterritorial services. So they're abusing that privilege as well. I would suspect that folks like Doge might be looking at something like that because that's not right.
Now, tell us about where they're at with the referendum. They want to put something before the voters to basically take back control. Isn't there an appeal underway for something? Okay, explain that if you can in layman's terms.
Sure. We actually had a complaint that was decided, and now that's on to appeal at the First District Court of Appeals. Rather than wait for our due process, which is granted to entities like ourselves, they're going ahead. The city commission is going ahead and saying, well, let's just bypass that. Let's just go to a referendum. The heck with due process and letting that appeal be heard, which
wouldn't they need
to
know what the answer on the appeal is because it would impact the referendum?
One would think. And that's why we actually went right now and asked for a stay from the Eighth Circuit Court. That was denied. We went back and asked for a stay, really in the form of an injunction, with the first DCA. And I know this gets into some of my best friends now are lawyers, which makes me question my, you know. So the point is, we're going to have this decided on appeal. The referendum probably will be held, but it won't be able to be implemented until the appeal. So literally, the citizens of Gainesville are on the hook for another $250,000 for this referendum that may or may not be the ultimate decider in what happens. Again, not a good way to spend money if you're, you know, representing, you have a fiduciary responsibility to the citizens of Gainesville. Wait for the appeal to be heard.
Right.
You have finality, and then let's move on.
And if it is passed, I mean, couldn't there be lawsuits saying, look, once again, you're not representing all the consumers of the GRU product? How can you do that?
We believe we really have a good case. Of course, we all think we have good cases, but we really think we have a good case. And do you really believe that the governor is going to allow this to be reversed and have the city take back the utility? I don't think so.
Well, and we've done this before, and we'll do it again in the future. We'll allow you to go through all the things that, under your leadership and with this group now that manages it, all the positive things that you've done that benefits the ratepayers and protects the future of GRU, you know, overall.
I'd love to do that. I mean, I would reiterate the one thing that we were able to do, and that's the prepayments on natural gas, saving $5 million a year.
And the city didn't, they didn't want that.
Fossil fuel evil. We can't do that. That was their idea.
Pay more for fossil fuels is somehow less evil.
And then the other thing, you know, Alachua County Schools have been in the news lately, right? They're saving about $500,000 a year based on their lower bills.
You know what? Let's just hold you over. Hang on. Ed Bilarski, General Manager, CEO of GRU. Let's get you on another segment next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Another day in paradise, and it's a happy hump day, Trump day, and welcome to it. It is 9:23, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We held him over for a Pardue. Part two with General Manager and CEO Ed Bilarski, that is of GRU, a major utility company in the area serving all of Gainesville and a lot of Alachua County in addition to that. And there's a group that was appointed by the governor that took over of the leadership, quite frankly, over the city commission, because the city commission for years, not just the current commission, but for years, had basically run the utility into the ground and used it as their own personal piggy bank, scooping profits off the top, and ran it so in such a poor fashion that when the profits ran out, they still continued to dig money. They just put the utility company into debt. So, Ed, I guess, first of all, if somebody was to look at it now, like a this referendum that the city's pushing for, I think inquiring minds would want to know, well, what was it like before you and this management group took over, this appointed board, before that happened, and what is it like now since you've been able to make changes?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest indicators of success is how bond rating agencies look at your performance. They have affirmed our ratings. They have us on a stable outlook, and they're saying that our continued pay down of debt with lower general fund transfers to the city is essential to the continued and future health of the utility. It's exactly what the city commission's referendum would put us in jeopardy of doing. It's the very opposite under the referendum.
And that's just one aspect, the bonding issue. What else?
Let me talk about that a little bit. We just,
Go ahead.
On the 30th, we're going to make a payment of $26 million to pay down some additional debt. Since 2020, we've paid $78 million down against, this is above and beyond our scheduled payments. You know, this is, you're making your mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. They say, can I pay an additional amount?
Now you're knocking down the principal.
Yeah, we put down $78 million. And most of that money, $60 plus million of that was done under the authority's leadership. The other money was done while I was there. And we started the prepayment of debt. So that's just a huge amount. That saved us about $11 million in interest. That will continue every year now.
And because you're getting the rates under control and stuff, you're also the Alachua County School save as well. You mentioned that quickly earlier.
Yeah, and I think it's just really, really important. When I first came on board, I remember Gunnar Paulson, he called me out to one of the meetings and said, hey, what are you going to do for the kids? What are you going to do for our school system here? And I told him about the long battle that would be forthcoming and, you know, to get rates down. Well, right now we're saving somewhere around, or they are saving somewhere around $500,000 a year on these lower costs of their electric bills. That's a big deal. So the referendum, they want to increase the general fund transfer. That means that
rates
money,
have to go up.
They have to go up. So they're abusing the Alachua County School District as a result of that. So and we talked about the prepayments. We talked about the $5 million. That's every year. We could have been doing that for the past decade. That would have been $50 million. But that will be $50 million in our future. That's what keeps the fuel adjustment lower. Greg talked about a local public utility. We continue to do that with our adoptive school. We had the charity event. We brought in $30,000 to Williams Elementary. We continue to be active in the community. Like I said, with the solar deal, we're buying capacity at 1/10 the cost of what we paid for capacity for the biomass plant.
Wow. That was one of the biggest, ugliest mistakes that was made by the city commission on so many different levels, not just the deal. I mean, the deal itself, the way it was worded legally, and we've gone over that as well.
Yeah, we've done that ad infinitum, really. But the fact is that under the governance of the authority, there are no more biomass plants in the future. You know, we are looking at things on a business type basis. And if we can buy power off the grid, we're going to do that.
Absolutely, you should. It's at a cheaper rate than you can produce it yourselves in many cases, and I know you take advantage of that. Ed Belarski, General Manager, CEO of GRU, always enlightening, always great information. Keep fighting a good fight for the ratepayers of GRU and try to get it, try to keep dwindling that debt, and we will talk to you again soon, and hopefully things will be going well.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity for me to come in and be able to chat with you guys. And by the way, happy birthday, Mr. Cassidy.
Thank you, sir.
And by the way, yesterday was Florida Line Workers Day. So, you know, hurricanes are coming. And we have those folks out there. They're training and they're getting up to speed. And we're going to be doing it.
And Ed paid your power bill for next month as a present.
Oh, so wait, that. That's awesome.
Wait, what?
$9.29 on the bot. The city would. Why would you? $9.29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and a lot more to talk about next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.